In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Well, we won't be drinking beer this hour, but we will be talking about it. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, October 9th. Our guest is the author of the book, A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland. I'll get it right. A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland. And he'll answer your questions and offer his recommendations about the beer that is available at more than 200 craft breweries and brew pubs in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. So who do you think brews the best beer in the Midwest? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Michael Agnew. He writes about beer for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Beer Connoisseur, and other publications. His most recent book is A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland, and he blogs at A Perfect Pint. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being with us. Well, you know what?
I did
bring in a bottle of beer this morning, and I'm debating whether I'm going to open it up and have a taste of it. Do you think?
Of course you're going to open it up and have a taste of it.
I am, did you say?
Of course.
It's never too early for beer, is it?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, as they say.
Well, let's see if I'll do that or not. I'm still debating it because I have 3 hours to go on the radio, but a little sip probably wouldn't hurt. Well, tell us about how did you decide which breweries and brew pubs belonged in your book?
Well, basically, when I started out, the plan was any place that was making beer on premise. So it really wasn't deciding who belongs. It was just finding out who was actually making beer.
And who is making beer? There's a lot of them.
Oh, there's more and more every day, it seems like. Through the process, when I was working, I started out with a list of about 165 breweries in those four states. By the time I finished, I was up to 236 that are in the book, and I had to stop because more were coming all the time.
You had to stop. So you do write that the Midwest beer industry is in the midst of a growth spurt. Is it getting too big?
Nobody knows, you know. if I could answer that question, I'd be a rich man right now. Nobody really knows. It's growing remarkably fast, almost crazy fast. And the big question is the pace of growth for the number of breweries outpacing the growth in the market? Mm-hmm. Nobody knows.
Well, why do you suppose there is such a growth spurt?
I think beer has just finally caught on as something that people should, look for something better. We've got a whole generation of people coming up now who never knew a time when good beer wasn't available. So that's what they're going for.
Yeah, because the beers and the brew pubs and the breweries that you sampled, this is not, you didn't go to, Miller, for example. You're not talking about the big guys.
Oh, no, I went to Miller.
You did?
Yeah, really, like I said, it's anybody who is making beer in those four states. It's mostly a book about so-called craft beer because that's the majority of the breweries. But it isn't that. It really is anybody making beer.
Okay, good. I guess most of them seem to be the brew pubs and the craft beers. But that's because that's where most of them are that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite place in Wisconsin?
Oh, gosh, it's so hard to talk about a favorite because everyone is sort of different and does something in its own way.
So it's not a favorite. It's one of many favorites.
One of many favorites, I would have to say. And if I'm talking about favorites, I should qualify this a little bit. It's not necessarily, I discovered in my trips that it's not necessarily about who's making the best beer. You have to look at the entire package. So if you're in a place, what's the ambiance? Does the beer fit the nature of the place? Does the staff know what they're talking about? Are people having a good time? So it was everything, the whole package. If I'm going to point at one in Wisconsin, I think you have to say New Glarus, just because of the high quality across a huge line of different kinds of beer.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites too. And talk about some of the special aspects of New Glarus.
It's a remarkable place to go to. The tour is really worth it because the brewery is immaculate. Everything is laid out perfectly. It's just sort of a spectacle to behold. In fact, it's funny, when I went there, I was visiting another brewery the day before, and that brewer knew that I was going to New Glarus the next day. He welcomed me into his brewery saying, "Welcome into my messy brewery." I told him that it really wasn't all that messy in comparison to others, and he said, "You haven't been to New Glarus."
Spick and span, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right, who had the messy brewery? You're not going to tell me.
Like I said, it really wasn't that messy, but it was. That was one of the Great Dane locations in Madison.
Yeah. Well, so a lot of people back to New Glarus are certainly. Boy, I mean, there's so many creative names that they give their beer, but I know that one of the favorites is Spotted Cow, just because it's called Spotted Cow.
Well, it's also a good beer.
Yeah.
It's a very approachable beer. It's an easy to drink beer that's not going to scare anybody off.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about, too, you have sort of a personal, a recommendation for each place. What did you recommend for New Glarus?
I think what I recommended there was the raspberry sour.
Oh, why?
The cherry, the Belgian cherry red.
Sure, I have tasted that. Why did you suggest that?
It's just an extraordinarily good beer. It's a sour beer, which is unusual. It was one of the first sour beers in the U.S. It just bursts with juicy cherry flavor. It's a good wine lover's beer. So for people who think they don't like beer but do like wine, that's a great one to go to. It's just an extraordinarily well-made, approachable sour ale.
Well, we are going to be offering our listeners during our fall pledge drive, during this hour, Michael, a copy of your book for a pledge of support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Tell us a little bit more. We didn't get into it. Why would someone want your book?
What I intended the book for is people who are traveling. Beer travel is becoming a huge thing right now. People actually plan vacations around brewery visits. And it's just a good resource for beer travelers. It gives you an idea of what breweries are in what places and what you might expect to find there.
We will talk about what you can expect to find all over the Midwest as we go along. Our guest is Michael Agnew. He is the author of A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland, and this includes the breweries and the brew pubs that you can find in Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota. And we are offering it to you as your thank you gift if you pledge $10 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio. More on that in a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. We are having a barrel of fun talking about the best beer in the Midwest this hour. And we'll get back to our conversation with our guest in just a moment. But first, because we are in our fall membership drive and your support is so important to Wisconsin Public Radio's budget, It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. Bill Martens is with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
Hey, Joey, we've got a goal of 30 pledges this morning, 3-0, and we've got one pledge already, and it looks like it was a big one.
Yeah,
so
great.
So thank you very much for that, whoever you are. The rest of you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And Joy, if they pledge $10 a month, we've got something really special for them.
Yeah, this is our thank you gift for this hour. It's the book, Perfect Pints Beer Guide, and it is a beer guide to the Heartland, and it is yours when you give a $120 pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. So ask for that now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your pledge of any amount automatically enters you to win two tickets on a WPR trip. So you can choose to see European towns along the Rhine River, go to Alaska, or to France. So it's a great reason to become a member right now. That's for a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So, Bill, where else are you going to get a conversation about the best beer in the Midwest at 6 o'clock in the morning?
I'm thinking probably just here.
Nowhere. Only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. But we talk about such a wide variety of issues here on the Joy Cardine Show and throughout the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We're talking about beer today. Sometimes we talk about birds. Sometimes we talk about a health issue. We always talk about politics, usually in our 7 o'clock hour. And we have a wide variety of book authors and practical advice during our 8 o'clock hour. So we book the guests, we show up, you show up, and we have a lively, informative conversation every morning.
Because you love these 6 a.m. conversations, make your pledge of support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is absolutely key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
Hi, I'm Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. During this membership drive, we're offering something very special. It's your chance to win a trip and to choose your own adventure. The lucky winner will choose between a holiday cruise up the Rhine River in Europe, an Alaskan adventure, or a getaway to France. No matter which trip you pick, you'll enjoy great lodging, great food, spectacular sights, and the company of WPR staff and your fellow listeners. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find the details and the fine print at WPR.org/drawing. Or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
Yes, good luck. And you don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, make your pledge right now and be automatically entered. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR has been around for a long time because we're committed to quality. And that quality is possible thanks to all of you. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget.
Your contribution makes this program possible and many others as well. You're a part of the quality that you hear every day on WPR when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Again, we've got a goal of 30 pledges this hour. We've got one so far, so we're looking for a few more of you to help us reach that goal. And not only will your pledge of any amount earn you a chance to win that trip, but a pledge of $10 a month can get you a copy of Beer Guide to the Heartland, a Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland, I should say. And it's the book we've been talking about this hour. So if you want to, if you're interested in breweries from around Wisconsin and surrounding states, this is a good book to have and add to your collection. And again, that can be yours for $10 a month when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Sheila from Menasha, who says, I listen to WPR every morning on my commute into work and every night on my way home. Plus, I really want to go to Alaska.
Well, there
I hope. I hope, Sheila, that you are the lucky winner of that drawing. Thanks very much, Bill. We'll talk to you later. Well, let's get back to our conversation about the best beer in the Midwest, and we'll take a little beer tour of the Heartland with our guest, Michael Agnew, who writes about beer for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Beer Connoisseur, and other publications. His most recent book is A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland, and it includes all of the places that make beer in Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, and Iowa. If you have a question or a favorite beer that you would like to share, 1-800-642-1234. Join us with the beer you think is the best in the Midwest. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, Charles on Facebook says, anything from New Glarus Brewing Company is really good. He says, Grain Belt Premium or any August Shell Brewing Company August, beer. What is that?
August Shell.
Yes, and he said so. That's out of Minnesota. Did you go there?
Of course. That's one of my favorite breweries in Minnesota, actually, and it's a really great place. First of all, they brew beers that are right in my wheelhouse. They focus on German lager beer styles. It is the second oldest family-owned, continuously operating brewery in the country. So they celebrated 150 years of brewing just a few years ago. And if you go there for a visit, it's like traveling back to the 19th century.
Really? And where is this in Minnesota?
It's in New Ulm, down in the southern part of the state.
Great. And do you have a recommendation or a choice if we go there?
My favorite beer from Shell's is just their Pilsner, Shell's Pils.
Okay.
It is a beautiful example of a German style Pilsner, really well made.
All right, well let's travel from Minnesota to Iowa.
Okay.
And do I really want to go to Iowa to find beer?
You do, actually. that was the most interesting state for me when I started the process because I had no idea what was going on in Iowa. It was kind of the edge of the map, if you will. But there's a lot of really good beer in Iowa, surprisingly a lot of really good beer. Des Moines is a great beer city.
All right, so what would give us a choice there?
I think one of my favorite breweries in Iowa is Toppling Goliath, and that is in Decorah, Iowa. It's just a little bit south of the border with Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of specialize in very hopped up beers. So your bitter IPAs, lots of hops.
You like hops?
They do it. It's funny because I'm not such a fan of the big hopped up beers, but they're just doing them really well. Most of them focus more on hop flavor and aroma than they do on bitterness, which is what I like in a hoppy beer. So
sounds good. Let's scoot over to Illinois. Do you have a favorite there?
Illinois is one of the more interesting states in the region in that most of the brewing is focused in Chicago and that cosmopolitan city. It fosters a lot more experimentation than other states. One of the breweries that I think is really interesting, is really doing interesting things in Chicago, is called Five Rabbit. It is a Latin American brewery, if you will. And what they're trying to do is not just, when people think of Latin beer, Mexican beer, they think of something like Corona, like light lagers. But they're trying to take that Latin culture and the Latin flavors of Latin food and sort of meld them into the beers that they're making.
Well, I think we have time for a caller just before our news break. So let me go to Dennis, who is driving in the Toma area. Hi, Dennis.
Hello.
Yes, what's your question?
My question is the New Glarus beer is brewed in Madison. They say it's a very fine plant brewery, and I'm from the South, but I drive a truck, and I'll enjoy some beers when I take time off. But I really do enjoy the Pilsner or the German type beers, you know, Beck's, Warsteiner. A lot of the good Pilsner beers are great. But my question is the new Glarus. I've never tried it, and I'm just wondering, I don't really care for the flavor type beers. A lot of the ladies, you know, they enjoy that, but...
I get it, but because we just have a minute, Dennis wants a Pilsner German-type beer. Boy, I don't know if New Glarus has one, but there's got to be one somewhere in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, I don't think that New Glarus has one in their regular lineup, but if you go up to, let's see, what town is this in? Stone Cellar Brewing in...
Appleton, that's Appleton.
Yes, they make a fantastic Pilsner. So that would be my stop for a Pilsner in Wisconsin.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. We will continue talking about the best beer in the Midwest with our guest, Michael Agnew, author of A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
La, 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 la. Brewing to perfection, it tastes so good. Satisfies completely like good beer should. Better quality, hey, smoothness, you'll agree. Yes, it's Point Special Beer. We really love it.
That's Point Special Beer. Boy, I know about Point Special Beer as a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will talk with our guest, Michael Agnew, who is the author of A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland, about the beer that we can find at the Stevens Point Brewery and many other breweries in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. And Bill Martins, we are offering Michael's book as a thank you gift for a pledge this hour.
That's right. $10 a month can ask for a copy of A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland. And if you're a fan of beer, you like to try different beers, especially the craft beers, the ones that maybe you don't, you know, see all over the place, this is a good book to have and give you some ideas for if you're traveling to, say, Minnesota, Iowa, or Illinois, you know which ones to look for. So that can be yours for $10 a month when you make that pledge at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, and we just heard Michael give us some picks in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, among his favorites in all of those states. You can read about, 236 other breweries and brew pubs in this book. So he has, talks a little bit about each place, the ambiance, the staff, nearby attractions, some of their specialties and seasonal brews and other highlights of the 236 breweries and brew pubs in this Midwest region. So it's perfect for beer travelers. That's what you say, beer travelers. That's, I guess, a growing industry where have this in your glove compartment. And when you're touring around the Midwest, you can stop at these various places, find out if they have a tour, that kind of thing. So this is our thank you gift for your pledge of $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. During this hour, you will be helping Wisconsin Public Radio. You will be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, helping us pay the bills, and we'll give you this this wonderful thank you gift, too. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've heard from 8 listeners so far this hour. We're hoping to hear from 22 more of you by 7 o'clock. So if you haven't made that pledge yet, this is a good hour to do it, and also should remind you that a pledge of any amount will enter you into a drawing for a trip for two to either France or the Rhine River or Alaska, which, Joy, you're going to be leading that tour. And I don't know what kind of beers Alaska has.
I was just thinking that. I don't know if we're going to be sampling beer, but I imagine Alaska has beer.
I would think so, yeah. It'd be cold, at least.
Right.
That can be yours for a pledge of any amount to enter you into that drawing. But you got to make that pledge at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Bill, I was kind of kidding around when we started the segment that I do have a bottle of beer in front of me. And it's really, that's it.
That's your proof.
That's it. And I have a can opener, a bottle opener.
A can opener.
I know, I read a bottle opener. And I'm debating whether we should crack open this bottle of Capital Dark. This is from the Capital Brewery in Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only beer I had in my refrigerator. we don't have a big supply there.
Someone needs to go on a shopping trip.
I guess so. But this was the only one. I thought, well, maybe I'll bring this in as a prop. And I know that you and Christy Taylor were saying, hey, maybe we should open this up on the air and pour it and we could hear the sound.
Sure.
And should I have a sip of it or not? You know what? If we reach our goal, I'm going to do that. Just for fun. I think it's okay, and you can have the bottle, and I'll pour a little glass. How's that?
There you go. As long as you're not half in the bag for People's Pharmacy at 8 o'clock, I think we'll be okay.
I won't be with a sip, I hope. All right, so help us reach our goal. Help pay for Wisconsin Public Radio programming. This is listener-supported radio, and we count on you to bring the programs that you enjoy, that you value. So make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio because it's the right thing to do. Make your pledge during this hour because you're interested in this beer guide. You would like this thank you gift, a perfect pints beer guide to the Heartland. That's yours for $10 a month or a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. And you can have it pay for it in monthly installments if that's mm-hmm. what you'd like to do. So there's two things. You will automatically be entered into the drawing for the trip. Have your choice from the three trips that WPR is offering. If you're the winner of the drawing, you can go to France, you can go to the Rhine River, or you can go to Alaska with me. And if we reach the goal, Bill and I are going to open a bottle of beer.
Yes. So come on, we need 22 more of you to do that during this 6 o'clock hour here. And you can start by making that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Bill. We'll talk to you later. Because we want to talk more with our guest, Michael Agnew, who is the author of A Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland. If you'd like to ask Michael a question, or if you'd like to share your nomination for the best beer in the Midwest, you can call us and join us on air at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Michael, let's talk a little bit about the Capital Brewery in Middleton, okay, which is right next door to Madison. It is they've got a nice beer garden, and I have been there a couple of times to hear some music and to sample their beer. They do some special events that I think are a lot of fun. Sometimes they'll have they'll put together a special brew for a special occasion. Like, let me think. Oh, there was the Lost Owl Lager when a rare owl was hanging out at the Capital Brewery, for example. They'll do stuff like that. Tell us what you thought of the Capital Brewery.
I think I agree. The Capital Brewery beer garden is wonderful. I did a book signing there a while back and hung out there for a long time, and it really is sort of in the tradition of the old German beer garden. It's a family thing, so there were kids running around. Bikers come in and out. It's a great place. I found it was the last stop on a four brewery day that day, I think, and it was a great place to hang out at the end of the day and just sort of relax.
Yeah.
They also make beers that are right in my favorite zone of German lagers, but they've branched out to include some of the newer American ale styles as well, so they're not just doing the lagers.
Yeah, and like I said, the bottle I have in front of me is Capital Dark. I've never had it. I think it was just a selection at the grocery store when we did sort of a mix and match six pack, and this is the only one left. So, by any chance, did you try the Capital Dark?
Of course, it's a really good. It would be called a Munich Dunkel style or a Munich style dark beer.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you're going to taste in there is some nice bread crust. It's mostly malt forward. Just enough hops to keep it balanced. It's a really nice dark lager beer.
All right. Well, we have some callers, so let's go back to the phones. Pat in Brookfield is with us. Hello, Pat.
Hey, good morning. Great topic.
Thanks. Do you have a favorite beer?
I do. It's not in the Midwest, but in the Midwest, what I really like, well, beers in general, I like Belgian triples. You don't find those all the time. What I guess I like locally is from Furthermore, Fatty Boombaladdy, right? It's got sort of a comical name, but it's a really good tasting beer. It's easy to drink, you know, kind of like Spotted Cow, and you know, the author had mentioned that. Spotted Cow is such an easy beer to drink. It's great. My question, I guess, is what a great sort of set of adventures he had, and how long did it take you to do the book, and are you married, and did you stay married?
So it was a great adventure. It took me about 2.5 years of traveling. I didn't get to all 236 of the breweries that I wrote about, but I did actually visit about 225 of them, something like that, over the 2.5 years. I'm not married, so the travel was okay. but it was pretty exhausting when you're doing 4 breweries a day, day after day. It gets kind of tiring.
Well, I imagine it does. And do you know about Fatty Boombaladdy?
Yeah, it's a really great beer. In fact, Furthermore is a brewery in Wisconsin that I really admire.
And where is that?
They're in Spring Green.
Okay.
But I should say they're one of the breweries. So I had to make a decision. I had to make a choice in working on the book. And I decided since it was a tour guide, I would only include breweries that actually had a brewery that somebody could visit.
Oh.
And Furthermore, brews their beer at Stone Creek in Black River Falls. In Spring Green, they don't actually have a brewery that one can visit. So, unfortunately, they did not get a profile in the book. They're listed in contract brewers, but they did not get their own profile, which kind of made me sad because they really are a brewery that I admire in Wisconsin.
Oh, I see. So, and where did you say it is brewed?
It's brewed in Black River Falls.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, Pat, thanks very much for the call. Janine in Lake Geneva is with us. Hello, Janine.
Hello, good morning. Good
morning.
Loved waking up to this topic as well.
Oh, good.
I wonder if you had ever heard of Tribute Brewery in Eagle River, and I love their Barefoot Charlie's IPA.
I love the name.
I have heard of Tribute Brewery. They're one that opened after I turned in my manuscript.
Oh,
I understand. Well, you'll have to check it out.
Yeah, no, I intend to get back on the road here at some point pretty soon. So,
are you going to be doing other states or updates on this one, or what's next for you?
I've talked to the publisher, University of Illinois Press, about doing some other states, so we're kind of deciding what those states might be, and eventually we will be coming back and doing a revision of this book. It's going to be needed because, like I said, I just had to stop because the breweries kept opening.
Really, there
are quite a few breweries now that are not included in the book, so I'm going to have to go back and do a second edition.
Well, that's one that's way up north, and I'm certainly writing it down, Janine, because I plan to get to Eagle River one of these days. Anything else maybe from, it seems like we've been more in the southern part of Wisconsin. Can you give us one from the northern part of the state?
Yeah, you can go all the way up to the northern part of the state to South Shore Brewing.
Is that in Superior?
Ashland.
There you go. Okay.
There are too many states, too many cities. It's in Ashland. They're doing some really nice work up there, and it's a brewery that's connected to a restaurant. It's not actually a brew pub, but there are 3 sections to the restaurant, so you can get, you know, a really casual pizza, or you can get a nicer dining experience in the dining room. I had a barley wine up there that I thought was really, really nice, very rich, malty, and you get a nice view of the lake from the restaurant.
You know, Bill Martin's is not here right now, but I happen to know because he took a trip up to Door County, and I frequented Door County quite a bit too. He likes a beer that he gets there. It's sort of a specialty beer from Shipwrecked, and it is a wheat Cherry Ale. So they're using, I guess, the Door County cherry flavoring anyway for that particular brew. A lot of these places do have a little sort of a little specialty beer.
Yeah, every place pretty much has one thing that is sort of their signature, the thing that they do really well that they think kind of identifies who they are and what they are.
Yeah, and did you go to any places in Door County?
I went to Shipwrecked. Mm-hmm. There's another one up there in Door County now, Door County Brewing, and that's another one that opened after I finished.
Yeah, that's in Bailey's Harbor, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought that Shipwrecked was a lot of fun. I mean, it's an old, like, inn. It was an inn. It's supposedly haunted. They tell me that underneath it there are Al Capone tunnels. It's one of those places that has a lot of story to it.
Right. Let's go next to Carol in Hazelhurst. Hello, Carol.
Hi there. Speaking of northern breweries, two of my favorites come from two breweries in Wausau, Wisconsin, and one is the Bulls Falls Brewery, and they make a 5-star ale that is wonderful, and it was named after the brewmaster's 5 daughters.
Aww.
And the other is from the Red Eye Brewery, also in Wausau, and they do a Scotch ale that is just awesome. You only need one of those because the alcohol content of that one is really high. So if you're driving, only have one.
Okay, and tell me what was the name of that brewery, Carol, that has that one?
The Red Eye.
The Red Eye. Well, there you go, Red Eye. Michael, any comments on either of those?
They're both really, really good breweries. Red Eye is one that I am especially fond of. The beers that are there, he has a wide variety, all of them really well made. And the food is great. They have awesome pizzas. Their hamburger buns are made from spent grains from the brewery. So it's the whole package.
Well, since we're in Wausau, that's only a hop, skip, and a jump from Stevens Point. I can't believe I haven't asked you about Stevens Point yet, since that's where I spent a lot of time. What'd you think?
Stevens Point is another one of those sort of walking into the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
The brewery actually is older than the town.
I believe it.
Yeah. They make, they have a huge line of beers, so it's a wide range. I describe them as really solidly made starter craft beers. So for somebody just getting into craft beer, you can go to any of the Point beers, and it's not going to be so intense that it's going to be off-putting. It's a great introduction.
Well, I wish we could continue to talk about all of there's so many places all over Wisconsin and neighboring states, but we are just about out of time. Why don't you leave us with maybe an interesting or unusual beer that you tried while writing the book?
Yeah, so this is from the Woodman Brewery down in Woodman, Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's one of the breweries that sticks with me the most, and it was called Arctic IPA, and it is a spearmint IPA.
Spearmint?
It's a spearmint, yeah. It's a beer that I approached with great hesitation, but once I tried it, it was like, wow, this actually really works. So it's hopped with some variety of hops that already has a little bit of a minty flavor, so the spearmint just blends right in.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yeah, Michael Agnew writes about beer. He blogs about beer at A Perfect Pint, and he is the author of A Perfect Pint's Beer Guide to the Heartland. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, joined by Bill Martins and my bottle of beer. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Joy. We need 16 more pledges in the next 5 minutes in order for Joy to crack that bottle of beer open this hour. We had a goal of 30 pledges. We've heard from a few of you so far, so thank you very much for that. But again, we are looking for 16 more in the next 5 minutes. And you can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I really hope we do make this goal, but it's going to be, we need 16 pledges still.
Mm-hmm.
Now, until the top of the hour, in order for us, Bill and I, to salute with our beer.
And who wouldn't want that, right?
In any case, pledge because Wisconsin Public Radio is important to you, and pledge because you're interested in picking up this thank you gift, which is good during this hour. For $10 a month, we will send you a Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland, and you can read all about all the different breweries and brew pubs throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois. So pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I heard you guys talking about Shipwrecked and the cherry wheat ale that I had. I had another cherry beer over the weekend from Hinterland Brewery in Green Bay, and that one had a little more cherry flavor to it. So if you're interested in that and you want, you know, full-blown cherry, I'd opt for that over the Shipwrecked, but they're both pretty good.
We should have had you on as the guest, Bill.
Maybe not. Anyway, that can be your gift for $10 a month, Perfect Pints Beard Guide to the Heartland. And if you make a pledge of any amount, you're going to be automatically entered into a drawing for a trip for two to either France or the Rhine River or Alaska. So a lot of good stuff this hour. And if you haven't made that pledge, this is a fine time to do it. We're looking for 16 more of you in about the next 3 minutes or so. So WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I don't think I'm in any danger of drinking this beer because we only have a couple of minutes left in the hour. But whatever the case, please do make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Just a couple of minutes for you to get in on this thank you gift. For $10 a month or more, a Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland. That's your thank you gift if you pledge $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, these 6 o'clock hours are so great because we talk about things like beer. We talked about birds earlier this week. But we also talk serious stuff as well. I mean, like we do a lot of education issues at 6 o'clock because teachers are up and about and they're able to call in and participate. So education is a big issue. We've done health. We've done politics at 6 o'clock. Kind of a grab bag hour in terms of topics in a lot of ways. And if that variety is important to you, then make that pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. And we'll be happy to keep doing that for you and having you participate. So make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Judy from Appleton, who made a pledge this morning and said, I've always wanted to take a trip on the Rhine. Well, I hope that you are the winner and you can take that trip on the Rhine, Judy. Hey, there's probably some beer to be had along the Rhine River in Germany.
Absolutely,
too.
No doubt.
But we also have for you during this hour the thank you gift, a Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland, which, as we heard, has all sorts of information about 236 breweries and brew pubs throughout Wisconsin and neighboring states, including top picks from our guest, Michael Agnew. So pledge $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio to help pay for the programming that you value and pick up this great thank you gift too. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a fun book. People are going to enjoy looking through this. I could see it being one that maybe even want to keep on the coffee table. You have guests come over, they'll love to page through that and see what kind of breweries are throughout Wisconsin and the neighboring states. So $10 a month, a Perfect Pints Beer Guide to the Heartland. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Bill. Again, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.